Welcome to Global Focus with me, Daniel Finnan. This week, we'll be hearing from Botswana's youngest ever government minister. The 30-year-old's appointment is being hailed as a victory for young people across the African continent. Some comments on social media suggest that Botswana continues to set the bar high in promoting the potential of young people. The country's new president, Mokgweetsi Masisi, announced his cabinet shortly after he was sworn in at the start of April. We spoke to the new minister to find out about her hopes for this new role in government. Welcome to Bokolo Kenny Wendo, Botswana's new minister of investment, trade and industry. How does it feel to be appointed a government minister at 30 years old?
I am honoured, I am ecstatic and humbled by this trust that His Excellency the President Masisi has bestowed upon me. Also truly honoured by the support and the congratulatory and best wishes that I have received from the entire public in Botswana and across the globe.
What are your main priorities as the new Minister of Investment, Trade and Industry?
Really, my job is to support the president's priorities. And he outlined in his inauguration speech that he is looking to create jobs. He's looking to grow, to have a private sector development. We are looking at inclusive growth. This is something that my ministry, we will be working really hard at also in promoting investor attraction, because over the years, we've had a lot of competition from other countries. So we'll be working on our doing business agenda and the reforms agenda as well. And we will be looking at more cooperation with the private sector to ensure that there is a conducive environment for private sector growth. And then looking at the development of a local industry to ensure that Botswana are also quite active in the Botswana economy. And last but really not least, to ensure that Botswana continues to be that beacon of growth and hope in the African continent.
There's been a lot said about the need to diversify Botswana's economy away from the diamond trade. How do you think that can be done?
Diversification indeed has been a word that's been on our tips of the tongue for many years. The challenge has been that the government has been trying to be at the forefront of diversifying the economy. And I believe that it is our partners, the private sector, that should be at the forefront of diversifying the economy while we ensure that we are playing our role of facilitating business and not being in the business of doing business. And we need to ensure that it's not only a doing business environment where we talk about regulations that is conducive, but also that there is a good environment for investments, that we are able to help unlock those opportunities that exist in the domestic capital market, but also in the international markets as well. It's a great challenge. And one thing that I should note is that we're no longer looking at diversifying away from minerals or away from diamonds. It's diversifying in and out of the minerals. So we want to develop the value chain. In diamonds, we want to talk about beneficiation. So the polishing that has already started, now we need to get into the jewelry. And that applies for several other minerals that we have and beyond that into more industry and service-related industries.
You mentioned the private sector there. Now, you also spent time working in the private sector as a consultant. Why did you decide to go into government?
I used to be quite frustrated in the private sector, thinking that things were not moving from where we stood. And when the opportunity came for me to join government, I thought, you know, this is an opportunity I should grab and work on the other side of the fence and see if I can't help to bring the private sector closer and deal with some of the issues that I used to advocate for. So I used to be a quite strong private sector development advocate when I worked at eConsult Botswana. And those are some of the issues that I'll continue to look at as the Minister of Trade and beyond that are still within the mandate that the President has set out.
What did you learn in Ghana? Because you spent 2 years there on a scheme working in the Ministry of Trade and Industry.
I learned so much at the Ministry of Trade and Industry in Ghana. It was a really good introduction to how governments work. And it gave me an opportunity to look at how deals are made intra-governments and how you can bring the private sector in through support from development partners. You know, those are just some of the things that I think will help me in this new role. It was really a good learning opportunity that I think will catapult me further in this new role.
What sort of message does your appointment send to young people across the African continent? Because there's often lots of commentary about the age of African leaders.
It is really quite straightforward. Age doesn't matter if there is trust and belief in your capabilities. And there is also what I want to share with the young people is, you know, if you dream it and you believe it and you put your hard work into it, it will eventually materialize. And we just have to keep opening those doors of opportunity that sometimes seem locked. We just have to keep pushing. Eventually, something will happen. But most importantly, I think for the general leadership of the continent, is just to say, you know, the young people are here. We have to tap into the demographic dividend. We have to tap into our young people because we are educated. And we are willing to serve our countries. We are willing to see our countries to that new dawn that everyone has been talking about. And most importantly, when our leaders in the 50s were talking about political independence, they were our age. They were not 80 or 90. They were our age. They were 26, 28, 30, 32. And they managed to bring the change that the continent needed. And now our challenge, our greatest challenge, is bringing economic freedom and economic independence. And I think that it has to come in the same manner from a younger generation that is more innovative, that works with those that are seasoned and have the wisdom in existing structures, but to really forge a path that will bring us into or take us out of this transitionary period from a developing country to developed countries.
You took part in Barack Obama's Young African Leaders Initiative. How did this contribute to the development of your career, do you think?
I take that as one of the dots that have contributed to the picture that is my life at the moment. And it gave me invaluable experience. It gave me great networks across the continent, which I still use at the moment. That and, you know, being a Chivian scholar and a Commonwealth Summer School student, also all of those programs, they really helped not just for professional development, but for personal development as well.
Does it make any difference that you were actually appointed as an MP and haven't been elected by the people as of yet?
No, it hasn't made any great difference in how I contribute in Parliament. I have an equal vote and I can contribute as actively as any elected member. The only thing is I don't have a constituency, and the way I've looked at it is I have the great honor to serve as a constituency. I've been focusing on youth issues, I've been focusing on women issues, and I've been focusing on the private sector. And this has allowed for me to work on some of the things that I'm most passionate about.
You studied a master's in international economics abroad. Now, do you think you would have gotten where you are today had you stayed in Botswana?
Certainly, because I did my primary education, my junior and my senior education in Botswana and in public schools. So I'm a public school product and I'm very proud of that. And I believe that the basic education I received here is actually the reason why I managed to get into the University of Sussex.
What advice would you have for other youngsters who are looking to get ahead in their careers?
If you dream it, if you keep believing in it, and if you put the hard work in it, then it will materialize. Do not give up. It's very important that you keep forging forward because we need you for the new dawn.
Thank you to Bokolo Keniwendo, Botswana's new Minister of Investment, Trade and Industry. Well, from Botswana's youngest ever government minister, and from me, Daniel Finnan, that's it for this week's Global Focus. Thanks for listening.